cadeau. Ta 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 ta
be like this, you want to engage the mortal God. Why are you? How do you engage the mortal? You engage him in the valley. Then you remain like the children of Israel. The God that is recorded, that is all sufficient by himself. The Ebenezer Emmanuel. The one that left his throne for the sake of man. How do you engage him? You will come and bear testimony by your lips. And your heart have not been seasoned by your testimony. And you think you can engage the God that sits upon his throne. The one when he was coronated, he was not coronated by any man. He sat on the seat by himself. No ballot paper was conducted that day. You know, your president in Nigeria, if they want to elect him, they will cast ballot paper through a lot of things. And after 4 years, after many years, they will do another one. The God that we are crying to is the God that sat on the throne by himself. No election was conducted. No man elected him. So no man can dethrone him. He doesn't need your opinion to sit on the seat. He's king all by himself. How do you engage him? The God that looked upon the world and saw that it's not normal for only the animals to run the earth, only the trees to run the earth. So he planned an agenda, which is called man, to replicate him upon the earth. How do you engage him? You think it's by leap? You think it's by your dance? No. There's a way to engage the mortal God. He said that they that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. That means you have not come to the point where you have become, you have engaged the spirit, you're one with the spirit. You lack the capacity to engage that God. Who do you come to engage? You came to see me, Abi. No, it's me you came to see, Abi. You don't know why I'm saying this. We have not prayed. When you pray, the immortal God will recognize you. Why? It was yesterday we were praying. Allah ran 3. We planned to pray 1 hour. We wanted to engage. We gave God time. We gave the immortal God time. We told him we want to pray 1 hour. And when we reached 1 hour, it was that time the spirit came. We didn't know when we pray another 1 hour. Men were falling without anybody laying hands upon them. They fell by the power of the mortal God. How do you engage God? For your mind, you came to Tuesday bed pants. You pray 1 hour, you enter, and you receive the word. Oh God, you don't give God time. God is this mentality. It's beyond time. What the mortal want to invade the earth. The earth has to connect to the eternity so that things that are encoded in eternity can invade the earth realm. And see, as you engage God, how? When you say, if you are earth, you are earth. If you're born of the flesh, you are born of the flesh. There's no way you can be born of the flesh and be born of the spirit. It's that how is that? You should be born of the spirit so that you can engage the God that dwells in the mortal realm. You can worship God in the flesh, my brother. It's not possible. How do we engage this God? For we are filled with infirmity. We don't know how to pray and what to pray for. But there's a spirit that helped that man. By that same spirit, the Bible says, when we engage him, he will weaken our mortal body. Only wicked men knows how to engage. Today, we want to reach out to the spirit so that we can be picking, so that we can enter, so that we can cry, and our heart will burn. When Jesus yet spoke to the disciples, they broke clear. He yet spoke to us, and our heart burned. Our heart burned. If you have not burned today, enter the coast of fire. Let's burn. Enter. Fire now.
Blessed is him that comes in the name of the Lord. For son I am Gaius. Why? I cry.
Gave him Scotland. For years and period of years, men could not drink alcohol. Even in Pierre Palace, we were torn to fellowship ground by the cry of one man. When God wants to bless a territory, what he does is to send a man, not a man by physical, not a man by physical identity. Thank God, Bible told us how to know a man. That's a portion a man takes in the spirit. When you take that portion, the mortals, they recognize you as a man. But out of that portion, you are a being. We went to a program. As he wanted to pray, was one young man, very fine young man.
before we started, I told them we are going to shift your delicate balance. That approach, you know how to, you know, some girls, they have their approach of how they, you understand, I don't know how to do it. I came, I told the ladies, see, oh, we are not emotional. There are some men that are emotional. When they come, that's the way they start their own prayer. They are pitting your body. Let them not shift it. I told them, see, today we will shift your balance. So that when we shift your earthly balance, when you come in the spirit, you are in equilibrium, your balance. Nothing is shaking you. You are a man in the spirit. I told them, my brother came and asked one young man, are you a man? No. He asked him, are you a man? And I said, I'm a man. I told him, see, don't be fast to answer. Who know where we begin? Eventually we began. You know now, you know how to, it's not hallelujah. We've come before our God, the mortal king. No, it's not that type of prayer. That's a prayer that casts your soul. It casts your body. It makes your spirit alive to the earth, the heavenly and the heavenly land. That kind of prayer is prayer that pastor men pray. So we started. Pow, pow, ta, 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 ta. See this young man. He could not pray. Then we found out he was a man by earthly design. But inside him, he was. The man was a baby girl. It was my brother that gave him that name. He said he's a baby girl. And me said a baby boy would have. We know that he will grow into a man. But it's a baby what? Girl. No more hope of growing into a man. We are not sentimental about these issues. If a man can cry and it shall be given to him, even a man cried and cities were given to him. Hotels were gone to fellowship ground. Moses entered the wilderness and came out God. He became God to Pharaoh. When he entered Egypt, even Pharaoh feared him. Pharaoh begged him, please help me inquire for God. Help me beg God. The man that Pharaoh was trying to kill, the reason why they are still pursuing you to kill you, the reason why those your relatives are still saying all manner of things, is because you have not entered. When you enter and return, you become another man. The reason why I'm telling you this, so that you take your portion. I don't know your portion in the spirit. When Moses entered, when he climbed the mountain, he came down and his face shone. He encountered the glory of God. He encountered the glory of God. When the apostles were on the upper room, we heard that the sun left Zion. When the sun invaded that room, it was the Holy Ghost that came upon them like a tongue of fire. They became another man. Peter was a man that had no boldness. When he came out, he spoke among thousands and was recorded at 3,000. Came to God that day. How many have came by your cry? Today you can beg nation. Bible says, yes, I receive power after that the Spirit comes upon you, and after that you become a witness. Not to just one, to territories, to countries, and even to the uppermost part of the world. When the apostle cried, it was recorded. They entered impossible places. Men like Paul will cry, and nation will give nothing. And in nation, Bible says, one shall take 1,000, two will take 10,000. You will my son, littered in every territory. I base the territory needs men. You can become that man today. When you cry, God will send you. Bible said that God sought for a man that will stand in the gap. He saw. Would you become sought for a man in your family? You can become that man. That daughter that has been devoured your family. That daughter that has been devoured your forefathers. You can cry to them and they will fall. Jesus said, I be a Satan, fall like lightning. Satan fall. There was a war in the heaven when Michael contended with Satan. It was recorded
open the prison gate, and I will come out. Ha ha ha!
Amen.